I love the Cabrillo Music Festival. And I know Santa Cruz does too, and it's really nice to see such a great crowd here tonight supporting the musicians here in this performance with the oboes and the percussion. I don't know how many people have seen a percussion program before, but there's a lot of moving of stuff most of the time. So we prepared about 30 minutes of music, and we figured this performance is going to last about 4 hours. Now, just think of it as a Wagner opera, but just percussion. And maybe that might make it a little bit easier. I think you'll have a good time. The Cabrillo Festival is a huge amount of work. It's just unbelievable. I have over 16,000 steps on my Fitbit today. Just moving stuff from place to place and rehearsing and that sort of thing. A lot of times I'm standing in front of a marimba or something and I'm not moving my feet very much, but just the walking around, going down the hall and grabbing this or that and coming back. The percussionists at this festival work hard. And we spend a lot of time moving stuff around, but you know, we get here a lot of times 8:30 in the morning. We have a rehearsal at 10 o'clock and we're here practicing. We're getting set up, we're thinking about the rehearsal, what the order is, and how do we set up for that? How do we go from, a lot of times we're not thinking about just the first piece. We've got three pieces we're thinking about. We want to be prepared to be able to move from one piece to another. So if Maren decides that that's what she wants to do, then we can do that fairly quickly. So, I see the fan went off, so that's actually my cue to say it's time to play this next piece. And when I programmed the percussion, I had some help with my colleagues. I kind of wanted to do an interchange of, that was a very drummy piece. It's very cool. How was that looking at the video, right? Very cool. I've never done that before, but I think that's so cool. I've seen it done before. You can find it on YouTube, and I just thought we got to do that too. And so I thought we want to have different pieces. We have a really big piece later on that it calls for a lot of players, and we have a snare drum duet. We have some smaller pieces. So this next piece is for three marimbas, and I think it's kind of on the jazzy side in a way. I think you'll really enjoy this next piece. So I'd like to call out my other colleagues here, Scott Christian and Svet Stoyanov, to come out and join me for Sculpture in Wood. Thank you. Okay, so the next thing on the program is a snare-driven duet that Svet and I are going to play. He is playing a regular-sized snare drum. We know him as 5x14s, five inches deep and 14 inches in diameter. My drum is a little smaller, 4x14, but I also have a field drum, which is 15 inches in diameter, a little bit. You'll tell it's bigger, so it's lower. And snare drummers, we have to play lots of different things most people don't even know about. Like, play a flam, Svet. Like two notes, okay? Kind of like a little graystone. Play a drag, okay? And that sounded like an open drag to me. That's even more open. So they can be played closed, where you can actually crush the notes, or they play a closed roll. Play a double stroke roll. Right, so you can play sometimes with the snares off, like he's playing, or you can turn them on, and it engages the snares on the bottom of the drum. That's where you get that snare sound. That's why they're called snares, on the bottom. Okay, as drummers, we could figure that out. So, you guys, the table goes the other way. It actually turns. You have to turn it around. It's okay. I always help when I can. And so, thank you. Yeah, otherwise, you'd just be sitting, or you'd be watching our backs. Okay. And then let's see. Anything? Oh, we get to do some kind of crazy things. Maybe I'll just let you see that as we play the piece. Okay, well, we do some different things in this piece as well. This was something that Svet suggested, rhythm strip. when I was doing the programming, I really wanted to play this next piece for because I wanted the audience to have an experience of a bigger percussion ensemble. Today we are actually about 22 students playing, students and professionals playing the percussion ensemble here at the family concert. It was really cool. This piece calls for 12 players. It's a pretty loud piece. It's going to be a little different. It was written actually by somebody who was in one of my percussion ensembles when I was when I was teaching at San Jose City College. His name is Jim Casella, and Jim was actually a sophomore at Cupertino High School, and he used to come and used to play in my percussion ensemble at San Jose City College. And then, he started a music publishing business, and he's written all kinds of stuff. He's really terrific. I've done this piece a number of times with other groups, but this piece is about some friends of Jim's who were climbing Mount Everest, and they encountered a cyclone, which was threatening not being able to for them to complete this climb. They eventually did complete it, but that's what this piece is about. Okay, all right. So I hope you enjoy this piece, Cyclone.